Blog Talk Radio.
Under regular lighting. So when you're dealing with a person that's like a black light, you're dealing with a person that tries to expose all of your flaws that aren't even showing. You just got your hair done. It's looking nice. Your hair looks beautiful. A black light, when you're dealing with somebody who's a black light, you're dealing with somebody who's going to be like, oh yeah, but that's a weave. Oh yeah, but they didn't do that right. Oh yeah, but this is the process of the way they did your hair, and anybody can do your hair like that. That's a black light right there. When you've been working out, exercising, eating right, you know, getting your body together, a black light be like, yeah, but you still weigh the same amount, and you know, and you still suffering from diabetes. That's a black light. A black light criticizes things that nobody else would criticize. A black light disses things that nobody else would diss. A black light points out the flaws and things that everybody else feels like, yo, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. A black light will see you make every shot. A black light will criticize the form. Look at the form. Oh yeah, he's making the shots, but he ain't gonna make every shot because his form is messed up. So as soon as he has a hand in his face and somebody's playing defense, he's not going to make none of those shots. That's what a black light does. A black light will see that you have become the scoring champion, but the black light is exposing your attempts. Well, yeah, he or she is the scoring champion, but look at the attempts. All they do is run and gun. That's why they score more than everybody else. They ain't got no defense. They ain't got nothing. then really not a good player. They're not a team player. That's what a black light does. A black light sees you in an interview, and they see that you're doing well in the interview, and, you know, you look relaxed and informational up there, and everything is going well. A black light, when you're dealing with somebody who's a black light would be like, yo, he look at him on this interview, or look at her on in this interview, lying through their teeth. That's not the way that happened. No, it's not. Mm-mm. They up there lying, fronting, putting on airs, talking shit. That's what a black light does. A black light wants to expose all of your flaws on purpose and by mistake, because that's what a black light does. That's what a black light does. Let me see. Let's see. Oh, on here, I don't have a black light. I only got the blue. Let me see if we can recreate anything with the blue. With the blue. We're going to change the color. We're going to switch the hue. The blue. Don't give me a hard time, goddamn. Let me see. I don't know. Like, I don't think that this is not exactly what the black light would do. This ain't what the black light would do. But if it was darker, see, this is a blue light, and I thought the blue light might show. Let me see. Y'all see any, yeah, you see a little bit of lint. You see a little bit of lint up close or whatever. You probably wouldn't see that if, let me see. And see, you see that? You see a little bit of lint on my sleeve or whatever. If I take the blue light out, hold on, I'm getting a little bit too light. Let's see, if I take the blue tint out, God damn it. Okay. Yeah, look at that. I don't see any of that lint that I saw when I had the blue on. There. You understand what I'm saying? When you take a bright light and you put it up against black lens or whatever, I don't know. It shows something and it makes things look like they're glowing. If you've ever been in a club and you've seen a black light, you've been under the black light, or if somebody gave you an invisible stamp to get into a club, and you didn't see them stamp anything, and then they put it under the black light, and you see the stain where they stamped your hand. The black light shows it. So the black light exposes things about a person that the naked eye would never see. But the naked eye can see it under a black light. So when you're dealing with somebody who acts like a black light to you, you're talking about somebody who criticizes everything that you do, who exposes all of the bad things about you, all of the flaws about you, all of the negative traits about you. No matter how hard you're trying, when you're dealing with a black light, they don't recognize you trying. They don't recognize you doing better. They don't recognize you putting in effort. They don't recognize you striving, moving forward and doing better. That's not what a black light does. A black light is here to make you look bad in front of everybody, and they'll be successful at it because a black light never stops. See, a black light doesn't have any feelings. Are y'all starting to understand what I'm talking about when I talk about these black lights? Black lights don't have any feelings. A black light is an inanimate object. It just does what it does. The black light is just supposed to show you what's going on behind the scenes, under the surface, beneath the surface. So, like, listen, if you don't have any flaws, then the black light won't pick it up. But actually, the black light will always pick it up because there's no such thing as something being totally flawless. Not in the sense of what we try to make it to be. So, what happens when you're in love with someone who is a black light to you? That means you're in love with somebody who criticizes everything that you do. That means you're in love with somebody who disses every idea every move that you make. Everything that you come up with, all of your positivity, the black light exposes all of the problems with it. That nasty ass. Yeah, black light. A black light don't turn off either. Once you turn on the black light, the whole time, the black light is showing all the stains in your clothing. Oh, yeah, you might only spill some water on your shirt, and you don't even see the stain. The black light is going to show exactly how the pattern of the stain. It's going to make it come out. And don't let it have been a stain that came from some juice or something like that. Then it's going to glow. So it not only exposes the fibers, it exposes the I want to say enzymes, but that's not really what it does. But it brings out the, not just the color, because it doesn't really bring the color out, but it brings out the, it illuminates whatever I'm vocabularily challenged right now, but I hope and I think that y'all might understand what I'm talking about. When I talk about somebody who exposes all of your flaws like a black light does, and a black light doesn't take any days off. It doesn't show any remorse about pointing out your flaws. We ain't talking about somebody born under the sign of Virgo, you know, because Virgos tend to, you know, point out people's flaws, you know, but they do it in a fun way, in a funny way, and often in a helpful way. So I'm not here to diss no Virgos, but you know, anybody who knows a Virgo, they notice, you notice that they notice little details. They'll be like you bring a Virgo over your crib, and they'd be like, "Yo, this is nice. Oh, you got to fix that picture over there. You know what I mean? It's not 100. Matter of fact, Virgo will pull out something like a little, what do you call the thing where you make sure that something is balanced right? Damn, man. I don't have no words tonight. You know, the little thing, it has water in it, and it has a little bubble in it. A level. Yeah, all right, there you go, Carol. A leveler. Yeah. Like, a Virgo will bring out a little level, like, yo. Yo, we got it now. You know, the bubble was outside the middle joint. You know what I mean? We got to make sure that the bubble is in the middle. So I'm not talking about that. You know, he or she is doing that to help you. A black light is like, yeah, this crib is all right. Meanwhile, you know, this is a penthouse. Top notch, 5-star. A black light is like, yeah, I see your daddy got a lot of money. I see it. Like, no way you could have gotten this by yourself through your hard work, through your dedication, through your efforts. No way. You know what I'm saying? He can't write something about something. I legit carry around a level and a measuring tape. I can't stand you. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm saying that you helped. Like, don't try to make me out to be no black light, because that's not what we doing. You know what I mean? I'm a big picture type of guy. And I notice things that ain't exactly right and all that kind of stuff. But when we talk about a black light seeks to hurt your feelings. I mean, they do. They're trying to hurt your feelings. They're trying to make you look bad in front of others. They're trying to expose all the flaws about you to other people. They don't want you to look good. And that's why they are black light. So no matter how good you look, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much effort you put in, the black light makes it look fucked up. The black light makes it look bad. The black light makes it look like all you did was push all of the toys and the clothes under the bed instead of cleaning the room. And you cleaned the room. Okay, maybe the black light makes it look like you cleaned the room, but you didn't disinfect it. So everybody who came in this room got sick because of you. That's what the black light makes it look like. And they happy to do it. Yeah. You know, people who black lights in your life, the people who are black lights in your life, you know what they do? They be like, you just don't like the truth. People who are black lights swear that they be telling the truth. They swear that you only reason you mad at me is because I'm telling the truth. People don't like the truth. Sound familiar to anybody? People who are black lights are always talking about how they telling the truth. They just, I'm just, you know, people be mad at me because I tell the truth. The truth don't hurt. The truth doesn't hurt. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm gonna say that the truth never hurts. It doesn't. It's the way that you present your version of the truth. You know, since nowadays people running around here talking about some "I speak my truth" or "speak your truth." What is your truth? If your truth differs from everybody else's truth, then it ain't the truth. It's an opinion. It's a perspective. It's a way of looking at things. In other words, it's kind of like a lie. It's a feeling. You know, a feeling. You know, there's no way that you could ever describe exactly what you're feeling about a certain thing. You can describe things. You can use words that are descriptive, but nobody exactly could ever feel exactly what you feel. You know. Black light. Black light makes sure that you could never accurately feel the way that you want to feel and be understood for it. Black lights don't want to see you shine. But the black light is always shining their black light on you. Look at all that dust. Look at all that lint. Look at all them stains. Look. Anything that you tried to hide, anything that you wanted to keep private, any secrets that you may have had. And you know, everybody has little bodily secrets about themselves. I mean, you know, you could have just got finished getting busy in the bathroom or in the car or, you know, in a back room or whatever before you came out. You know, all of y'all got yourselves together, you know, use some baby wipes and all that kind of stuff. Put it under the black light. You see, like, yo, what the hell? What you been doing? I see you done wiped your clothes off with something. What's the strange pattern of these stains? That's what the black light does. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this your daily. Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day, every day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get It Ism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get It Ism Show, we are talking about when you're in love with a black light. What you know? What you know, baby? Yeah. We gonna get into some flaws and exposure of flaws tonight. Yeah, being in love with a black light. See, when a black light is your friend, or when the black light, you know, forget about being a friend. When a black light is just your ops, you can expect for for that person to look for the worst things in you. You can expect for that person to try to turn people against you. You can expect for that person to never be in your corner. You can expect for that person to always try to rag you, dish you, front on you, bust on you, make you look bad, criticize you negatively, and try to get the team involved in making you look a certain kind of negative way. You can expect that. You know what I mean? But damn, you talk about the person you're in love with. You're talking about the person that you met, went out with, had fun with, were attracted to, got closer to, had sex with. You're talking about the person that may or may not have you orgasm. And this is the person that makes you look bad in front of your friends, in front of your family, in front of your coworkers, in front of your neighbors, in front of strangers, in front of anybody. This is the person that don't seem to have nothing good to say about you and don't seem to have any good feelings about you. This is the person that you're in love with? This is the black light? This is the person, let's say, you know, most of us right now are dealing with some type of weight issue. You know, over the pandemic, many of us gained a few pounds. Some people gained a whole lot. Well, see, when you're dealing with a black light, let's say you finally got your shit together. You started eating better, watching your portions, exercising on a regular basis, really putting in the work. You dropped 100 pounds. You know what the black light will say to you? You're still fat, though. That's what the black light is going to say to you. And they're going to be consistent in it. Yeah, you lost 100 pounds, but you're still fat. All right, so you down to 300 pounds. That's the black light for you. Listen, if any of y'all would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. Said a 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. We talking about being in love with the black light. All of us have been exposed to that black light. Hopefully, I'm not talking about a foreign subject that some people don't really know about. So if y'all don't physically know what a black light does, look it up. Google it real quick. You know, they'll show you pictures, and they'll show you pictures like, oh, that's what they called that thing. I was wondering what it was. Shout out my peoples. Shout out my peoples. Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Thanks for coming on through. And T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Stacey White, thanks for coming by. It's Friday night. It's time for us to get high. Not really high. I'm just talking a little stuff. And my man, who always calls that bluff, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill, and Mia Cunningham. Thanks for coming through. God damn, you know how we do. You know who I am. And who else? Anybody else? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. It's glad to see you all the time, girl. What's going on? And Naturalista Rock. Naturalista Rap, what's going on, man? It's good to see some of you. All right, I see that we have a call on the line. A caller. I hope it ain't a black light. Caller with the last numbers 4828. Welcome. Go get him. Oh, damn. Yeah, maybe if I actually push the right button. Call with the last numbers 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Show. Don't be a black light. Don't be a black light. We all make mistakes. What's good? What's on your mind this evening?
Man, this subject is heavy. Oh man. So I'm listening to you. the thing about black life, right? If you've ever been beaten, battered, abandoned, you know, had any type of adversity in your life, that black life, they look for the some black lights, they will criticize you or expose your flaws at all time whenever they get a chance. Then
right.
There are some black lights that wait until you to your most vulnerable moments, and they're like, they flick that light on, you know, and it's really, really sad. I think they're sad, miserable people that don't want anybody else around them to be any happier than they are, you know. So this subject is really, really heavy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually married to a black light, so.
You were married to a black light.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He did not, he wasn't a black light at first, you know. He didn't expose himself. He didn't let all of that shine through until after we were married.
Wow.
And then it was on and popping. Yeah. Then it was on and popping.
See, the thing about a black light is that a black light, for lack of any better term, is a hater. They're a stone-cold hater. You know what I mean? That's why they want everybody to look bad. But you know what a black light will never do? Turn the black light on their goddamn selves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what black lights don't do. They're going to make sure that everybody around them looks bad and looks flawed and looks messed up and looks less than perfect and looks like they're struggling.
Yeah.
But see, when you're the one holding the black light, nobody can see you because you got the black light in front of you. Nobody who has the black light takes the light and puts it on themselves. I don't know. Out there. Look at y'all. Y'all all messed up. I'm exposing all of y'all. Now look, I got y'all criticizing each other. Like, you got nerve to talk about my blood stain, but look at your cum stain. And look, somebody evidently didn't have no have money for pads this month. Ooh. The black light brings that out. And they did it on purpose. Because the only the easiest way to get rid of the black light is to turn on the regular light. See, we're talking about dealing with or being in love with a black light. If you're lucky, you get hooked up, exposed to, or fall in love with like a halogen light. Now, a halogen light is bright, and it might show some things that you otherwise didn't want to show. But you know what I mean? Well, you know what? Maybe not a halogen light. Well, I was going to say a halogen light because a halogen light is bright. So, you know, you're going to, you know, people are going to really see you the way they need to see you if you are on a stage, let's say, you know. But maybe a good situation or a better situation would be to fall in love with somebody who is like soft lighting. You know, when under the soft lights, you see what needs to be seen. You know what I mean? Sort of like candlelight. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. You know, you got the soft lights or the candles and shit. You got the 90s R&B, the good flow of R&B, you know, before people started being recognized as nothing but pedophiles. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing wrong with a little bumpy grind. You know what I'm saying? You know, like with the soft lighting, you don't see the hole in the wall. You don't see the roaches crawling in the corner. You didn't see the mouse. You ain't see the mouse skirt across the baseboard. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be with somebody like that. The black light doesn't even – I'll tell you what, the black light is not going to show the mice and the roaches either. It's just going to show everything bad about you personally. It gets very personal. Mm-hmm. That's what the black light does. It makes it personal. Like,
Yeah, until you turn the black light on them, then it's a whole different ball game. Then they get real mad about that. They make you, well, they don't, they kind of do this thing where it's like, oh, how dare you talk about my flaws? Because it's okay for them to talk about your flaws or everybody's flaws, really, you know, all day, every day. But when you turn that light back on them, they don't handle that well.
You know what I'm thinking? The thing is, you could never turn the black light on them because hear me out. What I'm saying is you wouldn't turn the black light on them because the black light doesn't get turned off with them. It's on all the time. With you, you might have put it on the halogen light. Like, you're seeing too much of what somebody was trying to hide. Shadows and everything. You understand what I'm saying? You might have turned the floodlights on them, like, hey, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But the people who are blacklight, it's on all the time. They don't have no off button. It's like an automatic weapon. Once you pull that trigger, the whole clip comes out.
You think that people who are not normally blacklight can have like a blacklight feature in the back, like in their subconscious? So like I'm for transparency's sake, I got tired of it, you know, and I had to turn the black light on, and I didn't turn on a halogen light. So when I started exposing flaws, like I exposed flaws, I turned, it was definitely a black light when I went in.
Here's the thing. Like I said, when you are in love or when you love a black light, you get used to that person always being against you. And you're going to question how you ever fell in love with them and how you're still in love with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you turn the black light on somebody, that's not really your character. So you're only going to have a black light on them for that day or for those hours. And then you're trying to go about your business of making money, making moves, making yourself happy, making the world a better place.
True.
Meanwhile, black light is still the fuck on over here.
True.
Their whole life is dedicated to making somebody look bad. Yeah, you got a few tears out of them. You made them uncomfortable. They running from the black light. They trying to dust themselves off and changing their clothes and nothing is working. Yeah, only for that day. After you you know, put away your black light and then go clock in at your make the world better job. They back here. Black light still shining. When the black light coming on? Soon as I get home. It's bad. The black light don't turn off. Their whole life in existence is dedicated to making you feel bad. Why? Because sometimes you feel good, and that makes them feel bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like they never want you to feel settled. They never want you to be comfortable. They don't want you to look any better than them.
I don't even know if it's better than them. They don't want you to look good, period. You know, it's a character flaw, and it's a really, really bad character flaw. But it's consistent as hell. And you'll be wondering, like, how the hell did I miss it? How the hell did he... How do you fall in love with a damn black light? Because in the beginning, you thought it was innocent little, you know, you thought it was innocent, like they were just picking at you. But then it got worse.
It's like playful. You thought it was playful.
Uh-huh. And after a while, you start seeing like, oh. So maybe when you pointed out to them, they was like, you know, like, oh, I'm just messing with you. Come on, you know, I'm going to stop. You know, or it went from that to, well, I mean, that's just who I am. That's just how I am. You know, like, take me or leave me. That's once you already in. They already know they got their hooks in you a little bit. But it's the black light, make no mistake about it, is a form of control. It's a form of control. Because people know when you seek validation in them and they fail to validate you, well, you know, like it's like a dog. A dog wants to please their owner, and they'll do anything. Roll over, fetch, sit, speak, give me paw. All they're looking for is that treat and that pat on the head. That's all they're looking for. And they know the longer you take to give it to them, the harder they have to work. And so the person who's the black light is just trying to control you. And unfortunately, because of some of our insecurities, it works. Here we are trying to please somebody who is not seeking to be pleased. They're just seeking to keep dangling the carrot in front of the mule and keep it walking. All control. I've never met anybody that was a black light and a good person at the same time. Never met anybody like that. The thing is serious. It's deep.
Well, have you ever met a black light who appeared to be a good person to some, or who did a good job at, you know, a good enough job where people thought they may be a good person, except for those who they were a black light to?
Yeah, plenty of them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, nobody says that black lights were dumb. They know who, like, because black lights are personal, they turn it on to who they need to turn it on to. Now, eventually, anybody right. that they get close to, they turn it on. But they, you know, they wait. You know, they have to make sure that they're in a safe space to be able to turn the light on. They can't just throw the black light on all willy-nilly with everybody. Then nobody would like them. Like, oh, no, such and such is a straight hater.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I noticed?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that the people that I know that grew up with a lot of siblings or a large family, they usually get caught up with black lights more often, because when you grow up in with a lot of siblings, or maybe you didn't have a lot of siblings, but you had a lot of cousins, like you have a large family, that you're always playing the dozens. You're always kind of, you know, teasing each other, picking at each other. So you don't, sometimes it's harder to recognize when somebody's being a complete douchebag, because you might think, oh, this is playful banter. And so, you know, you get involved with somebody, and it's not until you're in the thick of things that you realize, okay, this person is really a jackass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It can start off innocent, you know, playing the dozens, as the old heads would call them, or whatever, or bussing on people, ribbing on people, jonesing on people, whatever the region of the country that you come from, where they call, you know, playing the dozens. But you know, you can tell when somebody is just bussing on you, playing with you, and when they're really trying to bring you down, because they, you know, when somebody is a black light on you, they catch you at your lowest moments, and they make your lowest moments even lower. And they keep you from ever having your really high moment, because the black light is on. How you gonna get comfortable when you almost feel like you're fully clothed, but everybody can see your titties? You know what I mean? Like, I can see that such and such don't even have on no underwear. Or they can see the pattern of the, you know, they find ways to make you most uncomfortable at times when you should be really most comfortable. And they do it on purpose. They call it keeping you at bay, making sure you don't get too big for your britches. You know what I'm saying? You know, taking you off your high horse. Making sure that you stay humble. Keeping you honest. Yeah. On this microphone, there's some dust on here, but if the black light was on it, it would look like I blew loogies out of one nostril on it. You know what I'm saying? It's that's how the person who's the black light on you makes it seem for you. And I'm talking about when you're in love with a black light. Sometimes you don't have to be in love. I'm going to say this. There's more than one way to be in love. You can be in love with somebody romantically, or you can be in love with somebody in a friendly way. You can be in love with somebody in a familiar way. So somebody from your family, you may really, really hold in high regard or whatever, whatever. And sometimes they might be a black light. You doing everything to show your love to them, and they doing everything to make you look bad. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, remember Three's Company? Remember the Ropers? You know what I'm saying? You know, Mrs. Roper was always trying to get close to Mr. Roper, and he was always like, oh, Helen, get out of here. Oh, Stanley, give me some dick. And Stanley was like, nah, man, I'll get down with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But it's even though I went back to being in love with somebody like that, it's not let me just say, the black light could be a parent, it could be a grandparent, it could be a favorite aunt or uncle, it could be a cousin, it could be a brother or sister, it could be anybody. It could be anybody that you really, really have a high affection for, but all they want to do is see you doing bad. One thing about the black light is that they don't ever, from my experience, admit that they want to see you doing bad. They just make sure that they manipulate the situation so you always do.
Yeah. They'll never admit that. Mm-mm. It'll make them look bad if they admit that,
right.
What they're doing was intentional. Meanwhile, they have you questioning yourself. Mm-hmm. Man, I need to do a better job cleaning my clothes. I need to do a better job combing my hair. I need to do a better job. But whatever it is that they pointed out, whatever flaw,
yep,
have you working on yourself. Meanwhile, they're still just sitting there all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the black light ain't on them. It's only on you. It's only on you. And they want to make sure that it's always on you and never on them. They have vested interest and making sure that you don't overshine or overstep your bounds. They want to make sure that you never ever reach Beyonce status. Like, nope, you ain't going to own that stage. You're not going to fill up the stadium. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And they'll tell you, you know, like, you all right, but you know, you not that good. When you, and don't let it be a situation where you was already already feeling kind of inferior. You know what I'm saying? And you can always tell when somebody is the opposite of a black light because they're always trying to inspire you. Like when you know you done messed up something. You ever do that? You ever know that you bought something? You know, like, yo, I goofed that up. You know what I mean? You might have practiced or you might have not practiced enough. And you know, when the time came, like, oh, dang, I almost had it, but I messed that joint up. The person who is the opposite of the black light is like, nah, baby, you did that shit. That shit was, I know what you're talking about, but don't worry about that. That was, in the grand scheme of things, you tore that shit up. I tell you this, wasn't nobody in there better than you. And you know damn well that somebody in there was your best competition. And, you know, if you got a 9.5, they probably going to get that 10. But the person who's the opposite of that black light is letting you know that you got a chance to win. Like, nah, babe, I'm telling you, you know, maybe I'm just being biased, but to me, you was the best. That shit was hot. Like, you had me hype. You had me hype. That's the opposite of the black light. The black light, you fucking won. You got the damn trophy. The black light. The Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beat the New England Patriots. the best team in the NFL, right? The black light, y'all only got about time. It took y'all 52 years to win a Super Bowl. Y'all first one. Y'all only got one. That's the black light. The black light is also like, I think Bill Belichick threw that game because he wanted to get rid of Tom Brady for Garoppolo. That's the black light. You know, y'all didn't beat.
I don't watch sports, so.
Yeah. So, but that's what the black light is. The black light is going to make sure that you never get that you're never good enough. Like I said, you won the championship. You got the damn trophy. The champagne is raining on you. The confetti is coming from the ceiling. And the black light is like, you only won by 1 point. Really, if they go back and review the tape, you're going to lose.
Now, the black light is like, man, they throw confetti all the time.
Ain't
nothing. Man. That's what the black light is saying.
The black light is like, the black light would tell everybody your butt stink. I ain't lying. The black lady tell everybody, yo, yeah, she pretty. She pretty. She got it going on. That body is banging. But the twat, and, you know, really, that should be, I'd be hitting it like this. You know, that
oh
type
God.
Shit. That's, I'm telling you.
I can only imagine what you're doing.
I just don't worry about it. I was holding my nose while I was pumping. That's what the black light does. You know, the black light is the chick cussing her man out, you know, telling everybody else that he can't fuck and that he got a little dick. That's the black light. Because if somebody would tell the whole world that, you know they'd tell you that in private. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because why would anybody want somebody to know that they still with a person who doesn't please them physically or is physically challenged that way? Why? Because they're black light. That's why. You know, so, you know, they want everybody to know that you're not good enough. It doesn't matter how nice your shoes are and how expensive your labels are and how well you put it together and how well matched you are and how good you smell and how nice your haircut is, whatever. Doesn't matter. They're going to make sure that everybody knows that you are as flawed as everybody else. Actually, you're flawed-er. You like that word? Flawed-er. You're flawed-er than everybody else. And this black light shows it. They'll find a way to blacklight you. How did they blacklight you and miss everybody else? You know what I mean? Like, how did they find a way to direct the blacklight on you? Like, dang. Look at this person covered in lint. Looking crazy. Well, let me ask you this before we get ready to get on up out of here. Have you ever actually been exposed to a black light? Because I don't want to alienate people who still may not fully understand what we're talking about tonight. Have you ever been under a black light?
You mean an actual black light or
the actual black light? The physical black light.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
The first time the first time I was under a black light, there was this club downtown. It was called The Vampire. Now, this is 1989. There was this club called The Vampire. I had this, here I am, 18 years old. I had this slick red silk suit. You know what I mean? So... The silk suit had it was red, it, you know, so it, the pants was red, and it had like a red long jacket that came all the way down to my knees. So the joint was fly. I wore this to the after prom. I'd only wore this suit one time. I wore it to the after prom. John was laying, like, you know what I mean? Like, you got my, we going to this club? All right, I'm wearing my silk suit. You know, remember, this is 1989. A silk suit was doing numbers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in the club, the vampire, and I'm peeping out the scene or whatever. I didn't drink back then and none of that mess, you know, so I'm just chilling. And then they dropped the light. That was evidently the little theme of the club called the vampire. They would drop the black light. And when they turned the black light on the whole crowd, I'm looking at my crowd. I'm like, what the hell? I'm physically, in, you know what I mean, on the dance floor. I'm like, yo. Like, what the hell? Yo, somebody messed up my suit. You know? And I didn't realize. I'm looking. When I finally looked at everybody else, I'm like, what's going on? My man had to pull me. He's like, oh, that's the black light. Ain't nothing on your clothes, man. Ain't nothing on your clothes. You good. I was like, yo, what's this? Yeah, man. I feel like a straight sucker, you know? It's like I just got played. But then I realized, like, oh. I was like, and I didn't know what that was. I was like, a black light? Like, what the hell? Later on, you know, I found out what it was and how it worked. And I was like, oh, wow, that was something, but I knew one thing. I didn't want to be under that black light again. I was like, this thing is misleading. This thing is crazy. Mm-hmm. So metaphorically speaking, when I'm talking about somebody who is a black light to you, like it means something. I take it back to that first time I was exposed to it. I'm like, dang. And they had the whole crowd in there like that. And I was like, I wonder why they chose to do that. You know what I mean? Like, why would they have a black light in their club? All right, it was called the vampire. And I know, you know, there's a certain type of theme and ambiance to it or whatever. But like, why would you want to do that? Like, to me, I'm thinking that would make people apprehensive about going to your club. Like, I don't know if I want to go to the vampire. You know, like, I spilled some 7-Up on my lapel, you know, earlier. And they showing the 7-Up and the damn peroxide that I tried to clean it up with, whatever, you know. But dealing with somebody who's a black light, man, that's it's just not a good look. It's just not a good look, and the person that you're dealing with will have you questioning all of your judgments from here on out. Like, why would I be with somebody who is like that? But here you are. Yeah. Here you are. But it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. I'm gonna work it out.
All right. Got to get on up out of here. But I want to thank you for calling in. Appreciate your commentary. And I want you to have a great night.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace. Great call. I hope y'all understand, you know, what I'm talking about tonight and how this can affect all of us. You know, it's a crazy thing. It's, when you're dealing with somebody who's a black light, boo. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people born on this glorious. October 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Jerome Michael. Happy birthday to you. But that could say Mikkel, turning 46 years old today. And also Carolina Queen, happy birthday to you. And Christine Lester Harity, turning 61 years old today. And also Deborah Irby, turning 54 years old today. And my man, go-getter, Vincent Mason Sr., happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, comedian Stan Tunnell, happy birthday to you, my brother. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 28th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. First of all, go Phillies. I'm about to check. We're about to win the World Series tonight. But getting back to the black light thing. You know, when you're in love with a black light, when you're in love with somebody who only seeks out to destroy your character, bring down your spirits, lower your self-esteem, make you feel bad about yourself, question whether you are good enough, worthy enough, nice enough, and anything else enough that might benefit you, you know you're dealing with a black light. When you're dealing with somebody who will not allow you to feel good about anything that you are or that you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter how good you are, no matter how much effort you put forth, no matter how much money you spend, no matter how much love you give, you know you're dealing with a black light. The thing about it is now you have to decide, what are you going to do about this black light status that you have exposed yourself to? Because now you all in. We ain't talking about somebody that you're dealing with. We're talking about somebody that you're in love with. You in love with a black light? You in love with a black light, homie? Hey, yo, homie, you in love with a black light? Damn, homie. You caught out there. Yeah. T. Carrie Wright, thank you for that super sticker. I appreciate me some you. I do. But yeah. So when you're dealing with somebody who is a black light to you, man, you know, you're going to have to find a way to get that black light up off of you. Now, whatever way that you choose to do it is personal to you. You may have to leave them alone, but that's going to be a little hard to do when you're already in love with them. You can try to reason with them, but if they are seriously a black light, they're going to find flaws in your reasoning. It don't stop. It don't stop. I want to say good luck to you because it's going to be a hell of a journey for you. But keep your head up because you are worthy of that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Urban Therapy with Sun Show tomorrow, 1 p.m. So make sure y'all come through because we going to do the damn thing. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Make sure y'all hit the like button before y'all go. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yeah. I actually wrote that and didn't press the damn enter button. I can't. All right, I done blacklighted myself. All right, I done blacklit me. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobas. Yeah. See you on the other side, my boobas. Yeah. See you on the other side, my boobas. Peace, y'all.